Today, we are going to discuss on reading skill. I think it's better to explain you why reading skill is so important. Reading is the main skill that you should master to understand any type of activity of every skill. Your O-level first paper consists of 3 tasks of reading, carrying you 15 marks out of 40. In the second paper, there are 3 tasks of reading that give you 20 marks out of 60. Altogether, reading activities give you 35 marks out of 100 in your O-level English paper. Altogether, reading activities give you 35 marks out of 100 in your O-level English paper. Now, you'll realize how important to learn on reading and how to find out answers for reading activities. Right, today you are going to learn that how to find answers for reading activities. It's better to have a notebook with a pen to jot down important facts while the lesson going on. Yes, this is page number 87, lesson number 41 in your June Ruhunu Guru Gedara magazine. Page 87, activity 1. Right, let's move to the activity 1. There, you have been given only one sentence to read. Let's read it. Our English teacher went to Suhada Saloon in her car to have a fashionable haircut last Sunday. Our English teacher went to Suhada Saloon in her car to have a fashionable haircut last Sunday. By reading this, you have to find answers for 5 questions. Right. How do you understand a question? To understand a question clearly, you all should know the question words and their meanings. What are the question words? Yes, you know them. What, where, when, why, who, how many, how much? They are the basic question words that you all should know. Then, what are the simple meanings of them? Right, I'll explain them to you simply with examples. What? What refers to a thing? What refers to a thing? Examples. What's your hobby? What's her father's name? Where? Where? Ask for a place. Where? Ask for a place. Examples: Where do you live? Where is my English book? When refers to a time, day or date. When refers to a time, day or a date. Examples: When is your birthday? When does your school start? Why? To find out a reason, we use the question word why. To find out a reason, we use the question word why. Examples: Why are you crying? Why do you go there? Who refers to a person or people? Who refers to a person or people? Examples: Who is your class teacher? Who is your best friend? How asks you the manner? How asks you the manner? Examples: How do you come to school? How are you today? How many refers to the quantity of countable things. Simply, how many ask for a number? How many refers to the quantity of countable things? Simply, how many ask for a number? Examples: How many brothers do you have? How many buildings are there in your school? How much gives you the idea of asking quantity of uncountable nouns? How much gives you the idea of asking the quantity of uncountable things? Especially, to ask the prices of something, we use how much. Examples: How much is your new bag? How much does it cost? Now, with the meanings of the question words, you can understand the questions very clearly. Right, let's go to the questions now. Before that, let's read the given text again. Our English teacher went to Suhada Saloon in her car to have a fashionable haircut last Sunday. Question number one in the given activity: Who went to Suhada Saloon? Who, asking about a person. Then the answer is our English teacher. Right. Second question: Where did our English teacher go? Where? The question word where asks for a place. Yes. The answer is to Suhada Saloon. Third question: Why did she go to Suhada Saloon? Yes, you know, why asks for a reason. Then the answer is to have a fashionable haircut. Question number 4. How did she go to Suhada Saloon? The question word how refers to the manner. Then the answer is in her car. Is it okay if you write the answer her car without preposition in? No, it is not quite right. When you give your answers for WH questions, you have to think about the relevant preposition to give a very correct answer. You need not to worry about those as you are taking your answers from a text by reading. You have to find the answers from the passage and take them with the given preposition too. Right. I hope you got the point. Now, let's move to the last question. When did she go to Suhada Saloon? When asks about the period of time. When did she go to Suhada Saloon? Yes, last Sunday. Okay, children, I hope you all have got the correct answers. The other point you should remember is don't try to write the answers as full sentences for this type of questions. If you try to write your answer as a full sentence, sometimes you may do mistakes in grammar and it can be a reason for deduction of marks. As well as there you waste your valuable time too. What you have to do is read the question, understand and give the direct answer taken from the given text. What you have to do is read the question, understand and give the direct answer taken from the given text. Right, children. Let's move to the next activity now. Page number 87, activity number 2 of your Ruhunu Gurugedara workbook. There, you can see a notice. What you have to do here is read the notice and complete the given grid. Okay. Let's read the notice. Notice, a special play. G. Dharmashoka College, Ambalangoda presents Othello on 10th July 2021 at 7 p.m. in the school main hall. To raise the fund of English Union. Tickets 100 rupees. All are invited to watch. English Literary Association. Right. Now, let's look at the grid in page number 88. There are two columns in the grid as topic and information. You have to find out the information by reading the notice to the given topic. What are the topics? Presenter, name of the play, date and time, venue, price of a ticket, purpose. Yes, now you can read the notice again. With the keywords there, you can have very correct answers. Let's discuss the answers. Answer for A. Presenter. G. Dharma Ashoka College, Ambalangoda. B. Name of the play. Othello. C. Date and time. On 10th July 2021 at 7 p.m. Venue. Venue means the place. Then what's the answer? In the school main hall. E. Price of a ticket. 100 rupees. Purpose. Purpose means the aim of this. Yes, to raise the fund of English Union. Right, I hope you all have got the correct answers. Yes, children, there's another activity. Activity 3 in the page number 88 of your Ruhunu Guru Gedara workbook. Are you ready, children? Yes. Let's read the instructions. Read the previous notice and complete the note which is written by Kavindu to Ramesh. Yes, there's a note. What you have to do? Read the previous notice and find the answers for blanks. Let's try to complete it. 20th May 2021. Ramesh, did you see the in the school notice board today? It is about the costs 100 rupees. The money will be taken to the fund of English Union. I want to the play with you. Kavindu. Let's discuss the answers. Did you see the blank in the school notice board today? Yes. The answer for the first blank is notice. Did you see the notice in the school notice board today? It is about a yes, play. The answer for the blank is play. The blank costs 100 rupees. Yes, what's the word for the blank? The ticket cost 100 rupees. The money will be taken to blank, the fund of English Union. The answer for the blank is raise. The money will be taken to raise the fund of English Union. I want to the play with you. What's the word for the blank? Yes, I want to watch the play with you. Right, I think today you learned how to find out the answers for reading tasks. Now, let's recall what we learned as a summary. First, we learned question words with their meanings and how to find the answers for WH questions with the help of the keywords of the questions. Next, we learned how to find answers for grids and blanks by reading a given text. I think you got it easy. Yes, you have to start from easy, simple text, easy activities to get the answers by reading to practice this skill. When it comes some unfamiliar, difficult text, you need not to worry. With the help of the keywords in the question, and with the knowledge of question words and their meanings, you will be able to find out the very correct answers for reading activities. When you write the extracted answers, be careful about spellings and punctuations. Now we have come to the end of today's lesson. My dear children, thank you all for your participation for the Ruhunu Gurugedara educational program. I'm Samudika Sudarshani, the teacher of English, Thalapathkanda Vidyalaya in Valasmulla Zone.